Next on Conquering Your Pain, researchers explore a drug-free idea to relieve chronic pain with a green light. We'll talk about that and take your calls at 1-800-465-8770 right now.
Conquering Your Pain provides general medical information. Since everyone's situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning, and welcome to Conquering Your Pain with Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho in Kirkland, Washington. For over 30 years, Dr. Nelson has helped thousands of patients dramatically reduce or even eliminate their chronic pain using interventional pain and regenerative medicine techniques, including stem cell therapy. Conquering Your Pain is live call-in radio, so get ready to call in with your questions because Dr. Nelson may very well be able to help you too. Now, here's your host of Conquering Your Pain, Dr. Dan Nelson, along with his co-host, Jerry Berg.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to another live edition with Dr. In-House. Of
Doctors in the house, absolutely.
Yeah, my problem is bad with my headphones in here. Just thought I'd let you know that because I can't even hear the doctor.
Oh.
And he's on the air. Okay. Can you hear your headphones okay?
I can hear my headphones fine.
All right. Well, maybe I'll
I know we have some issues with you,
I'm going to borrow some from the other side of the room after we get started here.
Yeah.
So I'll just keep going with what I'm doing. Researchers have found the use of a green light. This is from a couple of weeks. Oh, it's from last week.
We touched on that a little bit last week. Yeah. Kind of fun, you know, green light. Who would have thought the green light actually makes a difference? So I think the utility of this is going to be probably primarily people like migraine headaches.
Yeah.
I can't see this honestly helping patients with low back pain or failed back surgery syndrome, multiple back surgery.
No.
We often see that.
No.
But migraine headaches and maybe other kind, maybe cluster headaches, who knows?
A lot of people are suffering from migraine headaches and the doctors can't find a way to help them. There are many different types of treatments and some, even one that helped me, I found out it was a sinus problem.
Sinus problem.
Tylenol sinus.
Yeah.
And they got rid of it. But I suffered from migraines for years and years.
But the true migraine, we don't really have a cure, Jerry.
Yeah.
We have treatments. We have what we call abortive medications and prophylactic medications to help minimize the, but we don't really have a cure. I'd be pleasantly surprised if this turned out to be a cure. I don't think it will be, but we always talk about the tool in the toolbox. So, hey, another tool. It's all very welcome to us in a chronic interventional pain field. So,
absolutely.
We would welcome this. Well,
anyway,
we'll have to see where this research leads, actually. So,
what's that?
I said we'll just have to see where the research takes us on this one.
Yeah.
But it is interesting.
And ask your doctor about it if you're suffering from migraines. See what he says. See or she says. So you are listening to Conquering Your Pain, and if someone you care about is suffering from chronic pain, this is a good place to start with Dr. Dan Nelson because he specializes in chronic pain and been treating people with pain in many different ways for many, many different years, over 30 years now, as a pain specialist and anesthesiologist. Trained to poke needles in people.
the right way. That's certainly a piece of it, but...
It's painless. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better to minimize the infliction of pain in the hopes of relieving it, for sure.
Right. Absolutely. I judge any physician or dentist that I deal with on his skill level by that pain injection. If I can't feel it, he's doing it right.
That's doing the right job. There is an art to it, for sure.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, lines are open for your calls at 1-800-465-8770. This is a caller-driven program, so we want to talk to you. If your doctor has told you that you have a joint and it needs to be replaced, you need to call this program before you go any further and get a second opinion at least. And also, maybe a herniated disc. Some questions about that.
Right.
We'd like to hear those. Maybe you walk around with the golf, with the, not the golf, but the, well, golf would be too, but walk around with a Costco cart and you push it and feel real comfortable when you're bent over pushing that cart as opposed to driving around in the store or walking around in the store following somebody who's pushing the cart.
Right.
And you start getting pain in your back.
We actually in medical circles talk about the so-called shopping cart sign,
yeah,
which is medical terminology using, you know, an obvious illustration where people are, you see them walking around, they're leaning, they're doing the big lean on the shopping cart because
yeah,
otherwise they can't navigate the various passages of Costco or Home Depot or Safeway or yeah, wherever they happen to
or
be.
Or if your wife or husband is telling you to stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
You look like an old man.
Yeah, you're hunched over.
Yeah. You might have spinal stenosis.
Spinal stenosis. And that's something that, Jerry, as you know, people in the past, we didn't have many options. And you would tell your doctor, and I know you can relate to this, tell yeah, your doctor, or, you know, doctor says you have spinal stenosis, and that's pretty much the end of the conversation. Right? It's like, okay, move on to the next subject because there wasn't much we could do for it. But now, in fact, we have the Superion, the implantable device, which has shown to be a very effective. The success rate on Superion, well over 80% for a back surgery. Now, I say back surgery in the very loosest sense of the term because there's a tiny, you know, less than 1-inch incision, and then the rest of it's done under X-ray, where we manipulate the instruments to put that little inner spinous spacer to open up the spinal canal, give the nerves more breathing room, and all, lo and behold, vast majority of those patients have vast improvement in their spinal stenosis systems, including the ability to stand up straighter.
Yeah.
So, and that's just one thing, you know, again, the toolbox, Jerry. I keep sound like a broken record sometimes, but the toolbox is what it is. That's how. And we keep adding to the toolbox. We keep we discard some things that we found have not been useful or less than useful.
They've been outpaced by new technology, new treatments.
Yeah, newer technology. Now, epidural steroid injections for back pain. Now, I still do the occasional epidural steroid injection for back pain, but that's a fairly limited back. You know, when I was in training, epidural steroid injections were relatively new, and I was like, "Oh, this is great." But we know that cortisone has limitations.
Yeah.
Cortisone is a natural, we have cortisol in our body, which is naturally occurring. We need cortisol to survive. However, cortisone, multiple injections of cortisone aren't good for the body because it is a catabolic hormone. It actually breaks down tissue. For acute situations, acute inflammation, cortisone injections have definite utility. And that's, you know, we still keep that in the toolbox, and I do a lot of cortisone injections. But ongoing, beyond that, can't keep doing cortisone because it's just not good for the body, not good for the spine. But so we got to move on to other things like regenerative medicine, PRP, and stem cell, and other things. We also have substitutes for cortisone called Serapin. So, you know, cortisone injections still have a fairly prominent place in the toolbox, but not a prominent but limited role in the toolbox. So we move way beyond cortisone injections, and in particular the regenerative medicine side where we have PRP and stem cell and other things that are actually quite remarkable. So
yeah, 1-800-465-8770, the number to call, and for our last question and answer session for 2019.
Right.
So you don't want to miss out on the opportunity. 1-800-465-8770, Dr. Practices from Pro Orthos Clinic in Kirkland, and he has his own special offices designated for he only.
Jerry, I'm looking forward to next year because we'll be able to answer with a lot more visual clarity. It'll be 2020.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I'm just sorry. That's a week. 2020 joke.
I like that. And the visual clarity starts as soon as people put on their 2020 glasses.
Right.
Because instead of having a 2019 with a 1 in front of their right eye, they're going to have a zero in front of their right eye.
They'll be able to see out.
Start off the year with middle, with the visual clarity.
All those people in Times Square when they're waiting for the whatever light bulb to come down, they'll be able to actually see it instead of having something blocking their vision.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
good stuff.
I don't think I don't have to stay up for that. Do that. That's 3 hours ahead.
That's you can watch that at like 9 o'clock, right?
I might even start with London.
Yeah, it's a little earlier.
They're
like 8 hours ahead of us. So
I got a New Year's dinner scheduled.
Ah, there you go.
We'll go out for dinner, but we're going to head for the restaurant about 5 o'clock, because otherwise it gets pretty plugged up.
Yeah.
So enough about that, but let's talk about you now, and you and our listening audience. We talked about how the changes have taken place in medicine, and doctor stays current with those. One of the areas has been, and I'm sure you've probably seen ads for this over the years, starting a long time ago, for a spinal stimulation device that you could strap on like a little belly bag and put a patch on your back or something. I don't even know if you did that, but it was stimulating your spinal cord to get rid of pain, and it was the kind of like the baby steps in that direction at the beginning, and it actually worked a little bit.
Kind of worked a little bit.
But now, with the programmable devices they have for spinal cord stimulation now, people with chronic pain who have had, and tell us about this, but many surgeries, and they still have pain.
Right, absolutely. So you're referring, of course, Jerry, to spinal cord stimulation, which we've talked about numerous times on this program, and, you know, it's basically using electric fields to block pain signals, and fascinating story because it goes back to antiquity. The ancient Greeks and Romans would use torpedo fish, which are like electric eel type fish, and they would use electric eels.
Yeah,
and they would use, they would treat people with chronic pain with using electric eels or torpedo fish to shock, to administer electric shocks to the people with chronic pain, and this is well documented in their, you know, in the medical history. And you kind of got to imagine, you got to be pretty highly motivated, right? To stick your hand or foot or whatever, what body part into a, you know, a pool or tank. I don't know how they did this, but it was a well-known and prescribed treatment for chronic pain. I assume chronic pain, but it couldn't, we don't really know what they were treating. We know they were treating it for pain, presumably. Anyway, from ancient times, the use of electricity. In more modern times, in the 1800s, there was a gentleman named Doctor. I'm not sure if it was a Mister or Doctor Mesmer who used electricity to do so. Fascinating.
I know actually a lot about this electric shock pain relief with electric eels.
Ah,
because in the Roman times they were using it as a form of torture.
Oh well, yeah. No.
And after they did that several times to a prisoner, his pain went away.
Yeah.
And no matter what they did to him, he didn't hurt. So they said, aha.
Yeah.
This might have some medicinal effect.
Like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's probably how it came about, Jerry.
I was told, you know, I don't know the source was reliable. It was a pretty old Roman, but
I think that's probably how they figured out that this stuff actually worked for pain.
But, I think I would like to, you know, we want to talk to you, so obviously give us a call right now at 1-800-465-8770. But wouldn't it be fun sometime to just do a show on how we got there with the medical treatments? How things were discovered, you know, pretty much probably by accident. I know the off-label use of prescription medications comes by that a lot by that.
Methodology. Oh, there's so many fascinating. I love medical history because there's so many fascinating stories where the word serendipity, meaning things come about unintentionally with good consequences. I mean, Alexander Fleming's discovering penicillin, basically.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah. He discovers that penicillin because he was Alexander Fleming, who was a research doctor, I think. I think he was Scottish, I'm not sure, but and he was known to be somewhat untidy, and he would let things kind of sit around and get dirty and stuff, and he found that the certain kind of mold would if he left it, the mold would basically interfere with his bacterial cultures, and he said, aha, where the mold is landing on my petri dish, the bacteria is not growing. And total serendipity, just found. And then from that, we derived penicillin, the first truly kind of groundbreaking antibiotic, if you will.
And we could thank God for his curiosity.
Right.
When he saw that, to go, whoa, what's that about?
Yeah.
And actually, you know, helped save millions of lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Including my own father, who was in the World War II. My father was in the Great Lakes Naval Training Station, and then he signed up in the Navy.
Lake Superior,
Superior. He was 17 years old. But he graduated from high school, but he still had his mother. His mother still had to take him down to the recruitment center, the induction center, and sign off because he was under age 17, and he went to Great Lakes Naval Center. And in the midwinter, of course, they're doing these drills outside and just, you know, treating them like it's boot camp, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, half the recruits come down with pneumonia, including my father, and almost died, except they took him to the infirmary and gave him this new medication called penicillin. And he was mostly unconscious for the most part, but he remembers getting injections in the hindquarters with penicillin, and it saved his life. And interesting story. But he had he not had that penicillin, I probably wouldn't be here. So.
Yeah. Well, I remember those shots in that location.
Yeah, hard to forget those. Right?
Thankfully, when I went to the pharmacist to get a flu shot, I offered that area, but he didn't want it, so he gave me my shot in my arm.
You presented that area to him, and he declined.
Well, I didn't actually present it. I just offered it. I didn't present.
Okay.
Anyway, what do you say we take a break right now? And those of you in the listening audience, we'd love to hear and share with whatever problem you have. And if you do call in with a question about chronic pain in your life somewhere, you'll probably be helping someone else who's listening to the show today because they're too bashful to call in. Anyway, Happy New Year to everybody, and give us a call right now at 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling with ongoing pain that just won't go away? Then now is the time to call and talk with Dr. Dan Nelson. The lines are open at 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. When considering stem cell therapy, it only makes sense to consider the only doctor with over 30 years of legitimate experience in pain management that deals with stem cell therapy. And that's Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho. Listen to what a satisfied patient had to say.
I'm in my mid-70s, and I had my left knee replaced. I just hated that whole process. And that motivated me not to do that again. And when my right knee got bad, I saw an ad in the Sunday papers, a stem cell therapy seminar, and I thought, well, it's time to get information about other alternatives. I was sitting there listening to the speaker, and I just got a very odd feeling. So I asked a question, and I said, and what is your medical background? And he said, I'm a chiropractor, really. Very low. And I said, well, thank you. And then I slipped out as well as a few others. And I said, I have to keep doing some more homework. So then one day I was driving and you were on the radio and pulled over, got your phone number. And I want people to know right from the beginning that I was so impressed by your staff. And so I got all my questions answered and was really guided very carefully. And that meant a lot to me. So I would say these are different times, and not to think that you have to do the traditional thing, and you are not taking any risk or losing anything by using this opportunity of contemporary medicine.
And comparing one to the other on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say the stem cells a 10, the knee replacement to me like a 3, and it's a miracle, really.
You should consider stem cell therapy, but call someone with experience. Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho in Kirkland. 425-823-4000. 425-823-4000.
You're listening to Conquering Your Pain. Are you one of the 90 million people in the U.S. affected by chronic persistence or recurring pain? If so, this program is definitely for you. Live and local from downtown Seattle, you can call in to get answers and a second opinion. Dr. Dan Nelson is ready to take your calls at 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770.
And lines are open for your calls. Give us a call, jingle right now. Jingle, left over from last week.
Yeah.
This is still the same week. This is
still
Christmas.
Still Christmas week.
Maybe I should be playing Christmas bumper music.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to go away.
Right.
You know, I didn't get enough of it yet. But anyway, we're looking forward to New Year's coming up New Year's Eve on Tuesday night.
Right.
And,
yep.
And
any big New Year's resolutions for you, Jerry, or just
I could make a resolution to keep the resolution that I made 20 years ago, you know, and it was to clean out the garage. And it's, if you visit my home, there's perfect evidence that I never completed that resolution. So it's one of those things that has been weighing on me since I think about 1988.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I had a time in between jobs when I elected to take a couple months off.
Okay.
Even though I had some offers. And one of the main projects at that point was to clean out the garage. And since then, I've moved and cleaned out the garage in the place I moved from. But the garage that I'm in now is still full of stuff. And I'm thinking about getting one of those big green dumpsters delivered.
Oh,
And put it where my trailer is in front of one of the garage doors.
That's been my request for my every year. My wife asks me what I want for my birthday.
Yeah,
and I tell her the same thing. I want a dumpster.
Yeah,
and I want to get rid of half the stuff I own.
Yep.
We own or whatever. So
I want to give you
one year. I'll have a dumpster for my birthday with a little candle on it. Maybe I don't know.
There you go. 1-800-465-8770. Give us a call right now. 1-800-465-8770. So that brought to mind something that when you have kids and they're growing up.
They're kind of pretty much grown up,
and,
yes.
And mine are grown up and, you know, looking at me like, you know, wow, you really are old. But one thing I learned is that I had these boxes around the house for like 20 years after they moved out of their stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it was nice stuff I didn't want to throw away. And things that I thought maybe their wives would like to keep because they were keepsakes when when their husband was a kid. And so, but I couldn't figure out, I had this stuff and I never would throw it away only because it wasn't mine. And I decided a new plan would be if I ever had more children that were younger, that the day they moved out, the boxes of stuff would go with them. Along with, I would buy them a washer and dryer.
Okay. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I rethought that because, you know, if they don't have a washer and dryer, it gives them an excuse to come over.
Oh, well, yeah.
At the point when they move out, you're probably at the point where you're going, oh, wow. Now we can, you know, sit back and relax. But you know what? As it gets to be further on in years, you wish they didn't have a washer and dryer and they'd come over more often.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's an upside and a downside to that. So anyway, so when their washer and dryer does break down, put them on notice that they're sure welcome to come over and use yours.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you can't see enough of your kids, especially as you get older and they get their own families and things get split up.
Right.
And they're running in different directions. It's hard to do. So, okay, let's go to Doug right now. Well, wait a minute. Where did
we lost Doug, I think.
We lost Doug. Okay,
Doug, call back.
Yeah,
I want to answer that question.
He's got a swollen knee and doesn't hurt. What is it? I bet you know.
Well, I could at least put out some ideas about that.
Well,
sure.
Call in again, Doug, because there's a little give and take in any diagnosis, and doctor needs to find out a little bit more about that. So, give us a call back. DJ's on the phone right now with someone, and he can take your call as soon as you call back in. And 1-800-465-8770 is the number to call, and we're going to jump in right now and head up to Bothell, and Jack is waiting for us there. Jack, welcome to the program.
Yes, Dr. Nelson, Jack speaking.
Hi, Jack.
Yes, I would like to be able to see you again. I got an MRI, and I was operated on July 30th.
Okay.
More pain, a lumpectomy.
Uh-huh.
I think it's L1, 2, and 3.
Right, okay. You had a laminectomy?
Yes.
L1, 2, and 3, okay. And did that help, or are you still in pain, or what's going on there,
Jeff? In pain.
Okay.
I hurt.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Right.
I need your toolbox.
You need the toolbox for sure. Yeah, so this is the problem with back pain in general, is that, you know, they go in and they do a laminectomy or whatever, and often...
Is that done for a bulging disc?
It can be done for... Yeah, so a laminectomy is removing part of the spine, so the what we call the roof of the spine, the lamina, and to give the nerves more breathing room. Unfortunately, there's a high... there's a fairly significant incidence of negative results, or meaning no improvement, or in some cases getting worse after a laminectomy. So this is not an uncommon situation. We see this fairly frequently. So I would say, yeah, Jack, give us a call. We would be happy to see you in the clinic, do a consultation, go over everything. Review, of course, the x-rays, the MRI, and all that. But the most important thing really is talking to the patient, what we call the history, the medical history, and then doing a physical exam to see what's going on from the patient perspective. I mean, obviously, the x-rays and MRIs are important, and that's a big piece of it. So,
okay. I have one available, recent MRI.
Okay.
On disc.
Perfect. Is that since your surgery or before your surgery?
That was after the surgery.
Okay, good, good. Well, that's...
And I thought, I've already talked to one of your gals, and she's going to contact you. And I said, well, just have you call me so we can get together.
Right, right. So you don't have an appointment yet with us, it sounds like.
No.
Okay.
I called her up, and she said, well, I was kind of hard to hear her there. It was too close to the time I had my operation.
Ah, okay. Were you, okay, so you were still, had some lingering effects from the anesthesia,
yes.
Possibly? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Right, okay. Well, we have to get you in to look over everything. So I would suggest that maybe you give us a call. Check in with, call the office there, Jack, on Monday. And,
okay.
Let's try to see what's going on and get you in for an appointment, because we need to review everything and kind of get a plan going as far as finding out where the pain's coming from now that you had the surgery, and hasn't worked. We need to develop a plan of action, basically. And without knowing any more details, I can't give you, I can't go into specifics, but, this is not an unusual situation for us to see this. So
complicating it's close to my fusion below it.
Oh, below your fusion. Okay. So, yeah,
I think it's above the last operation fusion, 4 pins.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the fusion, yeah, that's kind of a setup, because you've had a fusion, and then that sets you up what we call adjacent level syndrome, which means that the stress is now transferred to the immediate non-fused area of your spine. The mechanical forces just work that way. So adjacent level syndrome is a well-known phenomenon, and we have to look into that and see what's going on just go after it. And
additionally, they were thinking about trying electrical stimulation.
Okay. Well, that's not an unreasonable thing to consider, but we'd have to know a lot more about the situation. If there's something going on that's addressable, if it's nerve pain that's, say, from scar tissue, certainly neural stimulation might be worth considering. if there's other mechanical things going on, that might not be the best choice. So we have to kind of sort that out. But that's kind of what we do. We just kind of take these kind of issues and problems and size them up, sort them out, and figure it out, and go from there.
So make that call for an appointment.
Okay, I will call Monday.
Good.
Call us Monday, Jack. That'd be great.
Yep. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Doctor, and have a good New Year.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And 425-823-4000 is the number. It comes up during the break, so you can, if you didn't write it down now, give it to you one more time, but you can check that out. It's Pro Ortho in Kirkland. You can check out Doctor's website at conqueringyourpain.com. Once again, that number, 425-823-4000. And a good example this is of before you go in for surgery, get some more opinions. It's kind of like, just not doing, the tire pressure before you take a trip. And then you end up with a problem. And you might be able to avoid a problem, might be able to avoid surgery if you get a second opinion, especially from someone who deals in second opinions on options, for surgery.
Right. And the spine in particular, spinal surgery, that's one where I tell patients, look, I would recommend a second opinion, sometimes a third opinion, about if you're going in for spine surgery in a complicated situation, at least two or three opinions.
Yeah.
It's different, Jerry. If you have a rupture or you have an appendicitis, you probably just need to get that taken care of. You know, one opinion is probably pretty good.
Yeah, especially when you're laying in the emergency room.
Right, in the emergency room and the general surgeon comes in and says you need to have your appendix removed. Probably don't need to get a second opinion.
Yeah.
But with this, with back surgery, I highly encourage people to get second and even third opinions.
I've been involved in, back surgeries with friends and that and rejecting it myself over the years. But I know that this fusion can create a domino effect. And that's one of the things that he experienced, or may be experiencing here.
Yeah.
And you really need to check with other than a spine surgeon as your only source when you're looking at that.
Yeah, the fusion surgery, sometimes it's indicated if you have instability where the two segments of the spine are so, they're unstable. And that's a problem. It's never going to get better. And we have ways of, diagnosing that. But a fusion just for pain is surgery done in vain.
Yeah.
I would say that's my own little, because it's just a big hammer that doesn't always work that well. In fact, we said this on the show several times before, Jerry, but if I chose to specialize in failed back surgery syndrome, which is a diagnosis, Medicare diagnosis, I'd be plenty busy.
Yeah.
I'd have enough business to, but I don't want, I'd like to do a little more than that. So anyway, I'll just leave that comment as it is.
Okay. You're listening to Dr. Dan Nelson. I'm Jerry Berg. We'll be right back with your calls at 1-800-465-8770. 1-800-465-8770. Check out the doctor's website at conqueringyourpain.com. Call for an appointment at the Pro Ortho offices in Kirkland at 425-823-4000. I was going to suggest that, Jack, you're going to be asked to bring along any film you have, any x-rays
or MRIs. The CD, for sure.
Bring the actual pictures of it. Okay, we'll be back with more. Your phone calls next right here on Conquering Your Pain.
Are you at the end of your rope with chronic, persistent, or recurring pain? Call now to talk with Dr. Dan Nelson at 1-800-465-8770. At ProOrtho, Dr. Nelson is committed to a compassionate approach towards alleviating pain, restoring health, and improving your quality of life. The lines are open for your call at 800-465-8770. When considering stem cell therapy, it only makes sense to consider the only doctor with over 30 years of legitimate experience in pain management that deals with stem cell therapy. And that's Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho. Listen to what a satisfied patient had to say.
I had retired from law enforcement, although I was still heavily involved in training law enforcement, and a lot of that was in rural and wooded areas. In the course of all this walking through the woods, I mean, I've had two arthroscopic surgeries on my right knee, and every time I took a step, even when I had a lot of Excedrin on board, my right knee was killing me. And I'd heard about stem cell. I wasn't expecting miracles. A little bit of pain reduction would have been great. And I'm only 3 weeks out right now. I'm walking normally. I will say up front that there's always that tiny bit of apprehension about the unknown, but he drew the blood and flipped me over and aspirated the bone marrow, and I kept waiting because sometimes he would say, well, this might be a little uncomfortable, and I'm still waiting. It still hasn't. There were no problems at all, and I was happy, you were happy, and I'm still happy.
You should consider stem cell therapy, but call someone with experience. Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho in Kirkland, 425-823-4000, 425-823-4000.
Welcome back to Conquering Your Pain. If you are suffering from chronic pain, find out what you can do about it right now. The lines are open for your call to Dr. Dan Nelson, 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770.
And we are back on this final broadcast of 2019. And I'm looking forward to a new and better whatever coming up in 2020. I don't know that anything is based on being in a new year. It's basically just, you know, progress as we move forward.
Good to be optimistic, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good outlook to have.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's be optimistic, and we're going to give out the phone number again. It's 1-800-465-8770, and see if you can give Marvin a hand over in Winlock with his issue. Marvin, welcome to Conquering Your Pain. How can we help?
Yeah, doctor, I've had four back surgeries, and it was back in 95 to 98, and they were on the same L4 level.
Okay.
The disc material kept coming out. In fact, my third surgery, I had to go back in within a week and have the fourth surgery. And he took so much out of that material he brought to the bed and said, I have never seen so much disc material.
Right.
In the surgery, he's 35 years of his doctor. But there's a lot of scar tissue, and, you know, I have permanent kind of a feeling or problems with the leg and foot. Can you help that?
I would say absolutely. We've had great success with that. So you've had the multiple back surgery, what we call, a lot of surgeons don't like the term FBSS, failed back surgery syndrome. It is a Medicare diagnosis. But failed back surgery syndrome is, unfortunately, far too common. I would say, you know, we've helped hundreds of patients in a similar situation. Now, one of the things that comes to mind is, depending on the amount of scar tissue, that's the problem with scar tissue is, you know, if you go in surgically and try to remove scar tissue, all you do is make more scar tissue. So that's the dilemma in spine surgery in particular. So one of the things that comes to mind would you be candidate for spinal cord stimulation? I don't know if that subject has ever been broached with you, but are you having a lot of pain right now, or is it more weakness or numbness, or what's going on with?
If I lift I lift a little bit, or the leg kind of goes, you know, like pins and needles, and the foot goes numb and all that stuff, you know.
Right, right.
And then if I get, you know, I'm not lifting anything again, it can subside a little bit, but it's always there, you know.
When you're lifting in particular, when you're lifting.
There's no sharp pains, really sharp pains down the leg.
So how much is back pain versus leg pain?
It's in the buttocks and the leg.
Buttocks and leg. Okay. So more what we call a radiculopathy type pain, which means the nerve roots are being affected. Yeah. So, you know, if you came into the office, it is David, correct? And we're having a little trouble with our screen today. I just want to make sure.
Marvin.
Oh, Marvin. Sorry. Oh, I see it now. Marvin.
Marvin.
Yeah. Some of our electronics are not up and running too well today. So, Marvin, if you came into the office, we would do the full history and physical, consultation where we would look over everything, including any imaging that you have since surgery, and try to find, okay, what is, you know, what are the pain generators here? Are they, is it mechanical? Is it nerve? Is it scarring around the nerve? Because we treat those differently. We have tools in the toolbox that address each of those different pain generators that, you know, sometimes you need more than one. So sometimes we start with a basic thing.
Bending over and lifting stuff, so it sets it up, increase where the leg and foot kind of goes numb and tingling, all that kind of sensation, you know.
Right, right. So the concern, and this was, you've had a fusion in the past, correct?
Oh, no, no.
No fusion.
Me, of the same L4.
Okay, no fusion. You just had multiple surgeries, but no fusion, no spinal fusion.
Oh, no fusion. I would never get that.
Okay. So that's important to know. And again, it's, you know, kind of looking over everything, including you, what you tell us, what the physical exam shows, and what the imaging shows, what the X-rays or MRIs show. We take that all into account and try to come up with a working diagnosis. Okay, what are the pain generators?
Well, after the fourth surgery, I worked for a Weyerhaeuser company.
Oh, yeah.
And the doctor for is down in Portland there, and he looked at the pictures, and he says, that's a mess. And he said, that's probably, you know, he said, you could require surgery right away to get all that mess out. It's a scar tissue and whatever, you know.
Right.
So they gave me retirement because of it. So.
Oh, they gave you a medical retirement for your situation? Yeah. It depends where the scar tissue is, too, because scar tissue in certain areas in the nervous system and the spinal canal, for example, are really not a good idea to try to clean that out, because all you do is create more of a mess. And
do you do... For neuropathy, too?
Oh, we deal with neuropathy, yes, for sure. Now, it really depends on what kind of neuropathy. Yeah. That doesn't come as a surprise to me that you tell me you have neuropathy, so, Marvin. So, I honestly think that the chances of us being to help you are significant. I would say much greater than 50%, probably 70% chance.
I have to mention this to you, Doctor. I'm walking up to... 80 minutes twice a day, 40 minutes twice a day. And
that's
that
great.
Seems to help the neuropathy in the feet.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, exercise is good for neuropathy. It's good for all kinds of things. It's good for stem cells. We talk a lot about stem cells on this show. But, no, exercise, including aerobic exercise, walking, that's very good. That doesn't surprise me a bit that you're telling me that the walking actually helps neuropathy. So... But I think if it's, you know, the big thing, if it's interfering with your life right now, your situation, I think that means you need to come in and get a consultation. Where do you live, by the way?
Winlock, Washington.
Winlock. Oh, yeah.
The capital of the world.
It's the what capital?
It's about 100 miles south of Seattle.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with that Winlock area.
It's a hee-haw town.
Yeah. There's a lot of great towns down there, and... up north of here and south of here. I'm familiar with Winlock. Okay, so, Jerry, you want to just give out that number for the office again, just so...
Yeah, this phone number, they'll tell you
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be giving it out, but I was going to suggest to you that you...
Oh, okay.
...gather up any films that you have, the actual images, so save you some time and your insurance company some money. Just about everything doctor does is covered by normal insurance, except for the actual procedure of stem cell therapy, which is not covered yet. But anyway, nevertheless, that's available to many patients who need it. The number to call is 425-823-4000, 425-823-4000. Got it?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Marvin. Hey, Happy New Year. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, good luck to you, and Happy New Year, too.
Take care. We'll see you.
Bye-bye. Okay, going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Dean, who is calling us from Kirkland, and maybe your call, because we'll have room for several before the program is over, and Doctor is in the studio, so if we have a little carryover call, we can take that. I won't let him out of here.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, he doesn't. Jerry will lock the door and won't let me leave until I've answered that call.
I would never have to do that. So he's
that's
here.
That's true. I'm happy to take the call off the air.
Yep. Okay, anyway, give us a call right now at 1-800-465-8770. When you have some time, check out conqueringyourpain.com. And if you have any questions about stem cell therapy, the real stem cell therapy using your own stem cells to fix you up, and the latest technology, the latest things that are happening, stay tuned and give us a call if you have a question about that. Have you been invited to attend a seminar somewhere where they've presented a sort of a timeshare presentation to get you to sign up right away? Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling with ongoing pain that just won't go away? Get answers now. Call and talk with Dr. Dan Nelson. The lines are open at 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. When considering stem cell therapy, listen to what a satisfied patient had to say.
I started getting pain in my right shoulder, and nothing would relieve the pain. I did chiropractors and doctors and all sorts of things and several rounds of physical therapy, and I finally went to a orthopedic surgeon, and the surgeon said I was on the road for a shoulder replacement, which I'd never heard of and didn't sound like much fun. And the cortisone shot worked for about 3 months, but it stopped working.
It only makes sense to consider the only doctor with over 30 years of legitimate experience in pain management that deals with stem cell therapy. And that's Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho.
So I'd heard you speaking on the Jerry Mixon show on Saturday mornings, and I thought, well, I'm going to give that a try. And so I came down to see you, and I liked what you had to say, and you did the procedure the end of October and took one pain pill. That's all I ever took. Woke up in the morning pain-free, and I've been a good 85% better than it's ever been, and it continues to be. I can exercise and lift weights and live my normal life. I am one happy patient.
You should consider stem cell therapy, but call someone with experience. Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho in Kirkland. 425-823-4000. 425-823-4000.
Have you heard about stem cell or PRP therapy as an alternative to knee, hip, and shoulder replacement surgery? This is Conquering Your Pain. Dr. Dan Nelson has been in pain management medicine for over 28 years. Now is your chance for a radio appointment with one of Seattle's top doctors. The lines are open at 800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770.
Glad to be back on this final Saturday in 2019.
And what a beautiful Saturday it is. I don't know, Jerry, it's very nice out there.
Well, when I came in early, I turned the corner on 71st on the freeway coming southbound.
Yeah.
And there it was. The sun was shining.
The sun came out.
Yeah. And then I looked as I got closer to Seattle and went over the freeway bridge. I looked over to my right, and all I saw was blue skies coming at us, which is from the western skies. So I'll be looking forward to getting outside and soaking up some sunshine today so I can go back to my cancer doctor. Anyway, let's grab a call. And you can get in right now if you call at 1-800-465-8770. Take up the last remaining moments in the program with whatever's of interest to you. And if it's about stem cells, we haven't talked about that at all today, but give us a call about that. Or anything that ails you. It doesn't really matter. If you're suffering or you know someone who's suffering from chronic pain, we want you to feel free to call in and discuss it with Dr. Dan Nelson, who is a specialist in that area. So let's go to Dean in Kirkland. Dean, welcome to the program on this Saturday morning. How can we help you?
Well, I have a close friend of mine who has Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had it for a number of years, 10-plus years, and he is losing his ability to exercise. He can't exercise anymore.
Right.
We grew up together playing sports together and played in college. So his arm used to shake radically, but somehow this doctor that he'd been going to for a number of years, they gave him some kind of medication, and that has stopped. But his speech is slowing down. Mentally, he's very clear. But what I'm trying to find out is, can stem cell therapy help a person who has Parkinson's? I'm trying to get him to call Dr. Nelson, call you for an appointment, but I'm struggling with that. I need a little more information about how Parkinson's generally can be handled with people that way, with stem cell therapy.
Right, right. Well, that's a great question. And Parkinson's, it is unfortunately, it's a neurodegenerative disease, and it has it's just a horrible thing. So the good news is there's exciting research going on with Parkinson's and stem cells, but it's not mainstream yet. It's still kind of at the research level. It's not for the everyday, healthcare consumer yet. So what I would suggest is maybe we have a conversation. We have certain situations where we'll do kind of a special. Mostly what we treat, just so you know, is musculoskeletal. So knee pain, arthritis, shoulders, hips, spine. So we're treating mainly arthritis. But there is evidence that even the neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, the stem cell can have dramatic impact on the course of the disease. So, and then there's, about three or four weeks ago, we talked about a case at the Mayo Clinic where they were treating a quadriplegic gentleman who with stem cell therapy injections into the cervical spine area. And that patient, who was told he would never walk again, is now in fact walking. Now he's not going to run a marathon anytime soon, but it is almost, miraculous. I don't like to use the word miraculous very loosely, but it is remarkable how well this gentleman's doing. So I would say there's hope for Parkinson's patients. What I would do is, I'd love to have the conversation with your friend and talk about it. And maybe, in certain hardship cases, we're able to if we think it pencils out as far as, risk versus benefit, what are the risks versus the potential benefit? And so we could have a discussion, and he might be one of those cases that we could maybe do as a as part of a study. And I've had several other patients I've had discussions with about Parkinson's and a variety of things. So unfortunately, it's going to have to come from the grassroots, people like me. It's not going to come from, unfortunately, most of the universities are kind of entrenched in doing whatever they're doing, and it's going to be people in the trenches that are going to make the difference. So, and I'm interested. We're very, we tend to be somewhat of a compassionate practice. We want to reach out to people and help where we can. If we can't help them, then we try to redirect them to people that maybe can help them. So, I'd love to be able to have a conversation, with your friend and talk about, how we, if we can't help, maybe we can redirect them to somebody who can.
Well, that's kind of what I'm looking for. He's been to a doctor that's apparently very well known in the industry, and I don't know who that is, but they've never apparently suggested stem cell therapy.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me, because stem cell therapy is outside the mainstream. So we have a great, where I'm on staff at Evergreen Hospital, they have the Booth Gardner Parkinson's Center. And it's a very fine facility, and it's, in some sense, it may be world-class, but stem cell is not part of the conversation because that's outside the mainstream. So, I'm thinking if I'm a Parkinson's patient, I'd love to hear what they have to say, but I also want to know, what else is out there? If it's stem cell has a remote chance of helping, I want to know about it. I want the information. Yeah, I want to know what the research is. So, that's what I would suggest, is that he make an appointment just to talk about it, and we can maybe mull it over a little bit. And if we can't help him, we can probably redirect him to somebody who can.
Well, thank you for the talk and the information, and I'm going to work on him to get over and to meet with you and have an appointment. So we'll go from there. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Happy New Year.
Nelson, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, shout out to my friend.
Yeah.
Who have been trying to get to see you for since we've been on the air.
Yeah.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Longer than that.
Longer than that. Yeah, almost 2 years.
Please, Gerald, give Doctor a call. Why or somebody in your family will make every effort to be available to take you at your appointment time.
So, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, Jerry, you know, my feeling goes out to those folks because, and I don't know Jerry, his name's Jerry as well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know his whole story, but you know, he's probably had one disappointment after another.
Yeah. And, like three.
Yeah.
Back surgeries.
Three back surgeries. Yeah. And you know, I totally get it. I understand the reluctance to go in to see another person to talk, and when you've had three failed back surgeries.
Well, and he had a hip surgery, too.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm thinking maybe he didn't even need that.
Maybe he didn't.
Maybe that could be the beginning of all of his trouble with something else that caused that.
Right.
So, anyway, that's why it's just so important to get a second opinion from somebody who is not the person in the same field that the person does that surgery.
Right.
That's a good thing to get is a second opinion from
second
that person.
Second opinion.
But you need one from somebody from like Dr. Nelson who says, well, just wait a minute on that. Let's see what else we can look at here.
And this Jerry, underscores the whole thing we've said before about the big hammer. You know, if all you got is a big hammer in your hand, the whole world looks like a nail.
Yeah.
You go to back surgeon, and I'm speaking generalities with a wide brush here.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to a back surgeon, they're going to, and you complain long and loud enough, you're going to get back surgery, whether or not it's the right thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you, and that's not necessarily, in a lot of cases, that's not the answer.
Yeah.
Right. So, you want somebody that's going to come up with a solution that's going to fit your situation, not like, hey, I've got a big hammer and let's see if the hammer works.
One thing I like about you, though, if the diagnosis, what you find, says you need surgery, you tell them.
Yeah.
That's the alternative for you. But if there are other things along the way here that and not necessarily something we can just try. But things that have been proven to work in the past on a similar situation, and the human body, everybody's different. That's why it's called practicing medicine, I know.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Forever will be.
Yeah, but if you've been practiced on two or three times and you still hurt, maybe you better find a different practitioner.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
We're not going to get to this article, but I just want to say that like stem cell therapy is at the top of your toolbox now as the most significant impact-wise single treatment.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's something that's growing by leaps and bounds as the treatment is refined further. People discover more ways and uses for it. Parkinson's is one we just talked about.
I think Parkinson's will be a great target. It's just that we don't – it's a bit of a reach for myself because I'm – primarily in the musculoskeletal arena, not in the neurosciences so much. So, but I'll tell you what, I think the day is coming when the primary treatment for Parkinson's will be stem cell therapy or the equivalent regenerative medicine, whatever that is, for sure.
You don't base your opinions solely on what you find in your practice, but what people who are really in the know, like Regenix, with the treatments that are available and then what they're working on. So, and they're not here, but you are, and you're staying up to speed on all this stuff. So give Doctor a call at his office at 425-823-4000. If you want to make a New Year's resolution, it's a good thing to get a resolution to try something different. At least take a look. It's all covered by insurance, except in everything up to and including the actual stem cell therapy. So give Doctor a call, 425-823-4000. We're out of time for the show.
Right. It looks like we have one call about platelet injections. I'll take that off the air probably, Jerry.
Teresa, stay right where you are in Clallam, and we'll take you on the phone in just a moment or two. In the meantime, we got to go. Doctor, been a pleasure working through you.
It's been a great year, Jerry.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the new year.
Okay. And everybody, God bless you. God bless America.
Conquering Your Pain with Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho in Kirkland. If you would like to make an appointment with Dr. Nelson at ProOrtho, simply call 425-823-4000.
That's 425-823-4000. Be sure to join us again next week here on AM 770 KTTH at 11 for another live edition of Conquering Your Pain.